blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 429, stanza 4. Lord, though I walk through amid troubles sore, thou wilt restore my faltering spirit. Though angry foes my soul alarm, thy mighty arm will save and cheer it. Yea, thou wilt finish perfectly what thou for me hast undertaken. May not thy works in mercy wrought e'er come to naught or be forsaken. Stanza 4 of 429.
Thank you. us next read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Scripture reading for this afternoon can be found in the Song of Solomon and thereof chapter 4. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes within thy locks. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Mount Gilead. Thy teeth are like a flock of sheep that are even shorn, which came up from the washing, whereof every one bare twins, and none is barren among them. Thy lips are like a thread of scarlet, and thy speech is comely. Thy temples are like a piece of a pomegranate within thy locks. Thy neck is like the tower of David, builded for an armory, whereon there hang 1,000 bucklers, all shields of mighty men. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins, which feed among the lilies. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. Thou art all fair, my love, and there is no spot in thee. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse, with me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Shinar and Hermon, from the lion's dens, from the mountains of the leopards. Thou hast ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. Thou hast ravished my heart with one of thine eyes, with one chain of thy neck. How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse. How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all spices. Thy lips, O my spouse, drop as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under thy tongue, and the smell of thy garments is like the smell of Lebanon. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Thy plants are an orchard of pomegranates with pleasant fruits, camphire with spikenard, spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all the chief spices. A fountain of gardens, a well of living waters, and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south, blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we beseech thee that thou may hear us who are upon thy footstool and thou upon thy throne of glory, who never sleepest, and yet then thy bride did beseech thee to awake. Oh, she did desire that thy presence may be felt, may be experienced. Oh, thou art everywhere, And yet she did say, O Lord, wilt thou come? Wilt thou come unto me, that I might know thy presence, that I might feel thy presence, that I might know thy favor? Oh, could it be also a cry that is in the midst of us, that thou wouldest awake, and that thou wouldest come unto us and unto our dear children? Oh, Lord, that thou wouldest come into thy garden. Oh, is it not thy garden, a garden that thou hast planted in the heart of thy own children, and that thou mayest receive fruits from that garden, all the spices, that they might flow out, all the gifts and all the graces that thou dost give unto thy children. Oh, that that garden may grow, and that that garden may flourish. Oh, then it is necessary that thou wouldest awake, O Lord, and that thou wouldest awake with thy spirit, as thy bride did beseech thee, awake, O north wind, and come thou south, blow upon my garden. Oh, do blow, Lord, also upon the garden of thy church. Oh, could it be even this congregation, our Lord, is a garden which thou hast planted. Ah, thou dost blow with thy north wind. Ah, then we feel the stinging of that bitter wind. Oh, Lord, wilt thou come also with thy south wind, and that thou may give the gentle comforts, or that thou might show that thou workest amongst us, or that thou may blow with thy winds in the garden and in the heart of each and every one of us, that we might know thy presence, and that we may experience that thou workest and that thou doest in the midst of us, thy own great decree. Could it be for the bringing forth of fruit in the midst of thy church? O Lord, then it is necessary that thou wouldest work to chastise, because that we are such a people that wander away from thee continually. And we need also to be awakened by thee from our death sleep. But it is also so necessary that thou wouldest come, Lord, to draw us with thy pleasantness experienced in the heart, that we might know something of thy love, that we may be drawn by thy spirit, that thou may show thyself to both the young and the old in our congregation, and that thou may also increase the knowledge of thy favor in the midst of thy church. O Lord, let my beloved come into his garden. Let him eat his pleasant fruits, what he himself does do, that thou wouldest come to enjoy something, Lord, in the midst of thy church. Could it be in the days in which we live with our dear children, and that thy communion may be experienced, that it may be felt, that it may be desired, that it may be longed for, that it may be sought, and with all our heart and all of our strength, that we may forsake the world and every former friend. Oh, who can do this, Lord, but thee, with thy north wind and with thy south wind? Oh, to give us to know our wretchedness and our misery without thee, and oh, to draw as thou dost call us, turn ye from your evil ways. For why would ye die? Oh, give us ears, Lord, to hear thy callings in the midst of us. Give us hearts that may melt under thy callings and under thy goodness, that we may be drawn to run after thee and to say, thou art the Lord our God. O teach young and old, Lord, in thy mercy, and give that all the things that thou dost do to disappoint and to overthrow all of our enjoyments and our plans in the midst of this world, that they may be profitable for the need of our never-dying souls and the souls of those that are all around us. Oh, show thyself, Lord, in the midst of us. Take not away thy Holy Spirit from us because of all of our iniquities and all of our sin and all of our wanderings and all of our carnality. Oh, to come, Lord, with thy Spirit and work in the children also and in the youth. Oh, give them in this time when they are not in school, that they may take a moment day by day to go by themselves and to meditate a little on the seriousness of their life. So many callings have come unto them as children and as youth. When thou hast spoken so loudly in the midst of us as a congregation, as a community, oh, we have no ears to hear, Lord, unless thou dost open our ears. And we have no heart to receive it unless thou dost break our heart. Oh, make it contrite in thy sight, even the young children and the youth. Oh, give parents, fathers, and mothers to set an example before their children. Lord, give us also instructors for our own school, that might have the tender fear of thy most holy name in their hearts to lead them day by day, and to teach them the ways of the Lord, and to say unto them, come with me, and we will leave this world, and together, we will seek the Lord God of our fathers. O Lord, provide for us in thy mercy, and that thou may care for the teachers and instructors also, and they may have a little time of rest. Oh, that thou would prepare them to again take up the many labors for thy cause in the midst of our congregations. Remember the students and the instructors of our theological school also. Wilt thou supply from above in all the needs and the wants and the cares, especially of him who does go from congregation to congregation in these weeks? Oh, that he might feel that thou art near unto him, and that thou helpest him. That thou wouldst take away all that is of man, and wilt thou give thy Spirit's work to become manifest and to become evident in the life of that man and in his preaching, and that thou thyself would use it for the glory of thy name and for the coming of thy kingdom. Help all thy truly sent servants. Lord, thou knowest what they need in the time in which that we do live, when so much comes against thy truth. And Lord, who is sufficient for these things to defend that truth against the wolves and the foxes that spoil the vines? O Lord, that thou wouldest help in thy mercy, and that thou wouldest still preserve that old tried truth according to thy holy word that thou hast given unto us by our forefathers, and that our children and our youth, our families, may experience that truth in their own heart. Being cut off from Adam and being engrafted into that new and that living vine. Then we shall love thy truth, and we shall never forsake, and we shall never leave it. O Lord, look upon us as a denomination in thy mercy, and give that thy truth may be known both far and wide in the midst of this world in which we are living, also upon the mission field, where those from our midst do labor also from Sabbath to Sabbath and from day to day, sometimes in great discouragement. O Lord, that thou may be on their right and on their left hand in thy mercy, and instruct them together in thy truth with their children and all those that labor with them upon that field of mission, and all over where thy word is brought in truth and in uprightness. Put away the devices of the prince of darkness, who attempts to adulterate thy truth in the translations of thy holy word, which are no translations, but they are deceptions. O Lord, the devil has so many tools at his disposal. He is going around not only as a roaring lion, but as an angel of light to deceive whom he may. But thou who watchest over thy church, will take care that thy church is not deceived. And then they shall know what they are in their first Adam, and they shall know what thou art, that second Adam. And they shall worship thee therefore forever and forever. Look upon all that are distressed in the midst of this world, in the midst of our congregation, and with needs, with sorrows and cares that are known unto thee, the child that must receive surgery. O Lord, we beseech thee for him in the week that is to come, when this procedure must be undergone, and thou knowest the concerns of father and of mother and of the doctors. O Lord, we beseech thee for this child, and that thou mayest watch over him in thy mercy to spare his young life and to give yet what is necessary for the body, and to remember his soul with his parents and with his brothers and sisters. Lord, care for them in thy mercy, and wilt thou remember him who has received treatments for that serious disease that he has been diagnosed with. O Lord, in the day that does come closer and closer, and thou knowest the times, and thou knowest the life of each and every man. It is all in thy hand. But there is a time to be born, and there is a time to die, and there is not so much time in between. O Lord, we beseech him, when his time does fade away, we fear, that thou may be near unto him, that thou mayest visit him with a token of thy nearness and presence and favor, that he may receive a cry to the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth, as the children of Israel did cry to thee in that land of bondage. Thou art able, Lord, to deliver him. We beseech thee for him in thy mercy, and for each and every one who draw nigh unto those gates of death. Lord, care for those that have become old. Wilt thou supply for them also in the many fears that they can have in the night, or that they, when they may be awake, may cry to thee in all their fears and sorrows and needs, and that they may experience that thou art not far away. Lord, hear us also in this afternoon hour. Help us to bring thy word. May it be with fitting words. May it be in truth and in uprightness. May it be evidently that thou dost know the heart of this one or of that one that we do not know, and that all thy providences are working together for good to them that love God. For Jesus' sake, amen.